Random House Audio presents Dark Market, Cyber Thieves, Cyber Cops and You by Misha Glennie. Read for you by Jonathan Cowley. Prologue. Crime at 21stcentury.com. In humanity's relentless drive for convenience and economic growth, we have developed a dangerous level of dependency on network systems in a very short space of time. In less than two decades, huge parts of the so-called critical national infrastructure, CNI in geekish, in most countries have come under the control of ever more complex computer systems. Computers guide large parts of our lives as they regulate our communications, our vehicles, our interaction with commerce and the state, our work, our leisure, are everything. At one of several cybercrime trials I have attended in recent years, Britain's Crown Prosecution Service demanded the imposition of a so-called prevention of crime order on a hacker, which would come into force after his release from prison. The order would block him from accessing the internet except for 1 hour a week under the supervision of a police officer. By the time my client completes his sentence, the defendant's lawyer remarked at the hearing, there will barely be a single human activity that will not somehow be mediated by the internet. How is my client supposed to live a normal life under such circumstances? He asked rhetorically. How indeed? Those who have left their mobile phone at home even for a few hours usually notice an intense irritation and a sense of loss, akin to cold turkey among more dependent users. Interestingly, when deprived of the device for 3 days, this corrosive feeling of unease is often replaced by a rush of liberation as one is